This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders have made a bunch of moves. The D-line is in shambles right now. They're playing an opponent this week in Carolina that will be able to take advantage of that too, by the way. As confident as I am in this game, and Washington's going to win this sucker, the Panthers are a bad matchup for a team with a reeling defensive line. Chuba Hubbard, their running back, is good. How much have you seen of him this year?
He's a good player. I saw him play in college at Texas, Oklahoma State, Texas. I'm going, why do they keep giving the ball to this guy? And then I figured it out. That dude's nasty.
5.6 yards per carry this season.
Mm-hmm.
Last four games, he's run for 114, 104, 97, and 92 yards. And watching their game back as they played Atlanta this weekend at home, they dominated the Falcons' line on the ground. Dominated. Moved them wherever they wanted to. Mm-hmm. Just picking guys up and putting them down like they were rearranging furniture in a living room. Double teams, just everything seamless. I mean, it was a really pretty artistic watch from a running game standpoint. I think they're going to have success on the ground. Now, they're going to have a lot of it to keep up with the Commanders, because my guess is Jaden Daniels and this offense are going to move the ball and score some points. But we found out today John Allen to IR, which is not a surprise. He's out for the season. Told the Junks he was having surgery yesterday as a torn pec. The bummer we didn't know about is that Javonte Jean-Baptiste is also going to injured reserve. Don't know how long he's going to miss. He was in a walking boot after the game. This was the seventh-round pick out of Notre Dame, who's actually, I think, turned into a pretty helpful player on the defensive line.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as if they're gaudy stat totals or anything, but it's not as if they're falling off a cliff when he comes into the game. So, yeah, that's useful. That's a win for a guy drafted where he was.
Huge win.
Yeah.
And he played a good number of snaps. He got pressures occasionally. He's mm-hmm. already got a sack. I mean, how many seventh-round picks in the NFL right now are playing as much as him and, you know, have the counting stats
that
he
many.
Has? I would say it's very, very few. And then Dorrance Armstrong. So the update today on him, Danny, he did not practice. And they didn't say this, but it sounded to me like by knowing already this morning he would not practice, I'm guessing he's not going to practice maybe for a couple days.
It doesn't sound like this week is likely.
Right. I mean, that's certainly not what they said, but if you're just trying to guess between the lines, I think that's fair. They would say that it's not long-term. They said if we thought this was a several-week thing, we'd put him on injured reserve like they did with Allen and Baptiste to get the roster spot, and they didn't do that.
Well, it was, to me, it was pretty telling during the game where there was no doubt. Like, the instant the injury happened, he's over on the sideline, it's pads off, jersey off, you are done. That doesn't usually coincide with, yeah, he's going to be good to go next week, right? Like, if it's serious enough where there's no chance, there's no further examination, there's no let's try to tape it up and see, or, you know, or give you the icy hot, or, you know, whatever medicine they're going to use. The fact that it was instant rule out and him looking pretty dejected, and then now combined with not practicing at least for a couple of days, it didn't feel like to me, based on my extensive medical training, like this week would be likely. But it's good news that they don't think it's a long-term enough thing to put him on IR.
They elevated Sheldon Day from the practice squad, right, who's a D-tackle. Day in his career has played over 70 NFL games. He's played mostly with the San Francisco 49ers and Jacksonville Jaguars, but cups of coffee with Cleveland, Minnesota, the Colts, and now one game with Washington. So he will be, at least in the short term, probably not used a lot, but on the back end of the D-tackle depth chart. And then they also signed Jalen Holmes, who is not in their building, who they'll now turn to, again, in a pinch. They don't really have much of a choice. This is kind of where we are. Holmes is a guy who was a fourth-round pick back in 2018 by the Vikings. He has played in Minnesota, New Orleans, Chicago, and most recently he played several games on special teams earlier this year with the Jets and was on their practice squad, and they plucked him. But bottom line is, this is Johnny Newton's time.
Yeah.
This is Fidarian Mathis's time. One of those two guys has to really pick up their production with a expanded opportunity. Neither's done anything wrong. Both has been very serviceable to solid in their roles. Your role's about to change. And you drafted Johnny Newton just outside of the first round at 36 overall. The film on him from last year at Illinois is game-wrecking, pass-rushing presence, get up the field, like impact guy. I think he could be the player that really steps up, and that's my hope. But one of those two is going to have to save your bacon a little bit here in a tough spot.
Larger role. And you could also see maybe a Jamin Davis if Dorrance Armstrong can't go, because we saw some early season returns. He's been inactive or irrelevant for a few weeks. Remember, F.A. Obada's back, too, from his stint on IR as maybe a rotational piece who could play. He's played a little bit of both for the previous regime, talking D-tackle and D-end, so not sure how they might deploy. But to me, you don't just say, I mean, again, I know John Allen's production wasn't otherworldly this year, and I'm very aware of that. And you're not going to replace that leadership. It's going to be different. But you're not going to replace that one player by simply saying, okay, next person, you do everything that he does. There's got to be a combination, right? Somebody's role slightly changes, or, okay, Daron Payne, a little bit less stay at home, a little bit more try to go across someone's face and get upfield, a little bit more disruption instead of just, you know, being solid and letting Bobby Wagner throw to the ball. Maybe. I'm just saying, you try to figure out a way to replace somebody, not man for man, but with everyone kind of tweaking and or maybe elevating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.